Save big on your next project right now at Menards. From mold and mildew stains and hard-to-stick surfaces, preparing your paint project has never been easier than with Bullseye 123. Zinsser Bullseye 123 Primer is an all-purpose, high-performance, water-based primer for interior and exterior residential, commercial, and industrial applications. Save big on Bullseye 123 Primer. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, Evolocumab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, a new plan for religious symbols in state-run primary and secondary schools must in future be reflective of the entire school community. The blueprint on ethos will apply to more than 200 second-level schools run by Education and Training Boards, the ETBS. What this means is that iconography in classrooms should match the student body's religious beliefs. Now, what physical form this may take is quite uncertain at the moment, but I'm joined to talk about this by Michael Nugent, chairperson of Atheists Ireland, and David Quinn, columnist with the Sunday Times. Good morning and welcome to you both. First of all, David, what do you make of this?
Well, the first I heard of it was this morning, so I'm still kind of trying to absorb it. But it involves the 200, I think you said, education training board schools. I think there's about 700 secondary schools in the country in total. So therefore, you're talking about roughly a quarter of those schools that will be affected by this proposal. Those schools are multi-denominational. There's a subset of them, 50, that were originally Catholic. And when they were being transferred over to the ETB, the agreement seemed to be that they'd maintain some kind of a Catholic ethos. So the difficulty seems to be mainly around those schools. Are you breaching the agreement by no longer having the Catholic ethos predominant?
Yeah,
in those schools.
But for the others, the 150 of those 200 schools, they, it seems, will have to erect some sort of iconography to reflect the student body, which is a bit perplexing.
Yeah, I mean, like I was thinking coming over, there was a European Court of Human Rights ruling a few years ago called the Lautsi judgment, or ruling. She was a Finnish lady living in Italy. She was an atheist. Her child was going to a state school. And in the state school, they had a cross in the walls of all the classrooms. And she objected and said, this discriminates against my children. So initially, the European Court of Human Rights found in favour of her and basically said the crosses must come down. And then there was a huge objection from many countries across Europe of all different shades, including, I think, the likes of Norway. And they said, sorry, we're going to keep the crosses up. And so it was appealed. And then the European Court of Human Rights said, no, actually, if you want, you can leave the crosses up on the walls of state classrooms. So this is in countries that are often very multicultural. And they kind of, there was a big objection in Italy, even from the left, to removing the crosses, because they said the crosses are a symbol of Italian history and culture, and we shouldn't have to remove them. Mm. So there's all kinds of interesting things going on here, because even if the Catholic Church was a much smaller presence, and of course it is shrinking in Ireland, you'd still have to answer the question, is your country allowed to reflect where it's come from in its history and its culture? So a place like Italy says, yes, we do. Even the Italian left says this. Even in a place like Norway, which I think is a state church, by the way, I think the Lutheran church is still a state church, they do want the crosses to remain on walls. So there are these kind of questions which need to be kind of confronted
All right, well,
here.
Let's get the view of Michael Nugent. What do you think of this? Is this progress?
Well, there's one thing that's progress, which is they're using the phrase religions or beliefs, which is a human rights term, where the beliefs part of that is, it means non-religious philosophical convictions. And so that's certainly a step forward. If it was a secular environment, that would be one thing. It's not really a secular environment. The Laozi case, the reversal of the judgment in the Laozi case, was it was okay to have the crucifix on the wall because it was in a secular environment, and therefore it wasn't indoctrinating. But the ETB schools, even the ones that don't have the arrangement with the Catholic Church, are still effectively Catholic in nature. They have chaplains. They don't respect the constitutional right to not attend religious instruction. They don't even respect, or not respect is the wrong word. They don't even comply with the law that says that you have to put into your admissions policies how you deal with children that want to not attend religious instruction. So to that extent, I'm quite skeptical about how they do things. And the main thing, but the main practical problem is, what does it mean to have symbols for every religion or belief? You literally can't do that. There's too many religions and beliefs to be able to do that. All you'll end up doing is having the major religions and maybe something
else. But isn't it that it has to reflect, according to what we've read, and we've only got the beginnings of this, I suspect, it's got to reflect the school population. Now, here's the issue. Suppose you have maybe 20% Muslim kids in school. I'm not sure what iconography they allow, because they don't like, visual imagery. They don't have statues. They don't have icons on the walls.
I suppose the Islamic crescent, maybe, which is something with the flags.
Even if you did put up, say, a symbol of Islam, there's Sunni Islam, Shia Islam. There's the Ahmadi Muslims who the Sunnis and Shias don't recognise as Muslims. There's all sorts of complications that you'll run into. But the key point is they've got this kind of vague phrase about the school community, but the community doesn't really have a place in respecting ethos. Under the Irish Constitution, the family is the foundational pillar of religious education. So you would have to respect each family, not each community. And the only way you can do that in practice is by not having any symbols, and you would teach about religions and beliefs in an objective, critical and pluralistic manner, but you wouldn't be creating the impression that any of them is more important than the others.
So do you believe the crucifixes, the statues, have to go?
Well, we've always said that, yeah. I mean, there's no
David's point, which is an interesting one, that sometimes stuff that's around the place, like our post boxes, still have the crown on some of them. They've never been replaced. They've been painted green instead of red. But people don't say, rip that out and put one of these modern post boxes there. They kind of say, well, that's where we came from. So is there not a case to be made in some schools that, this was our history? Why should we have to strip off those relics of our history?
Well, the ETB in this document refers to, when they talk about religions or beliefs, the reason they give for saying that is because it's in a thing called the Toledo Guiding Principles and Teachings about Religions and Beliefs in Public Schools. That's an international document that was put together by the OSCE. But that also says that you shouldn't cross the line from teaching objectively about religions and beliefs into celebrating religions and beliefs. And this document also talks about celebrating beliefs, religions and beliefs within the schools. That's where you cross the line, when the school is not teaching about but is celebrating religions
David.
And beliefs.
I mean, look, it's an incredibly complicated matter where you're simply not going to make everybody happy. You see, these schools are supposed to be multi-denominational. They're not supposed to be secular. Yeah. And so what does it mean to be multi-denominational? Like, what is the attitude of the schools going to be towards religion and towards the religion of the pupils in those schools?
But by the way, that point that Michael made about, no religion, because they use the term and belief as well, which if you believe, that presumably would have to be reflected in the ethos of the school as well, respecting people of no belief.
Of course. But you see, if we went down Michael's route, and by the way, it's certainly one to be considered for the ETB schools, but it would be a big change from being multi-denominational schools, because they'd basically become non-denominational secular schools. And so there'd obviously have to be a big discussion with parents as to whether they want their ETB schools to stop being multi-denominational schools in any way, shape or form. So no symbols at all. And religion, again, you're taught about religion, but religion is not celebrated, never mind.
Okay, but you're saying they are multi-denominational schools, not secular schools, and therefore the rules that are being drawn up, I presume, at the moment, that's the thorny bit as far as you're concerned. does it have to? Does the iconography have to reflect the numbers? The numbers of Christians, the numbers of Muslims, the number of Hindus, and if you're all on your own as a Mooney, for example, you know, what do you get on the wall?
I know. I mean, it becomes kind of impractical beyond a certain point. So, what do you have? Do you have just a corridor in the school, and there's all the symbols on that corridor, something like that?
But again, you can't, because there's too many. And say if you take at the moment, to oversimplify it, the problem is you have Catholic iconography and therefore people who aren't Catholic feel left out or feel alienated. If you add in other symbols for other religions, and I'm not sure what you could do for non-religious beliefs, but let's say hypothetically you did, all you would do is you would have fewer people alienated, but those that remain alienated would be even more alienated. Because there's everybody except them are having symbols there, so you literally can't do it. But you can respect everybody by not having any iconography and by saying we respect you and we respect your right to hold your beliefs, and we will teach objectively about it, but that we won't be celebrating any of it because let's say just finish this point off, David. If you have if you take the non-religious part of it. The point of the phrase or belief is that it's not a non-belief. It's not meant to be that it's just not religious. It's that there are positive philosophical convictions. So would you have symbols for conservatism, liberalism? Would you have socialism? You know, would you have symbols for where would you stop? It just doesn't make sense for schools,
David,
to have symbols for beliefs.
During the Laozi case, I remember there was a fellow called Professor Joseph Weiler, and he was arguing the case in court, and one of the points he made was a blank wall is not neutral. So this is in the context of a blank wall or a one with a cross. And he said a blank wall is not neutral because it's actually making a statement about religion that there's something problematic here. All right. So he said taking the cross off the wall and having a blank wall there instead makes a statement that's not neutral. You've just said the cross is a problem and we're taking it down. So no matter which way you go here, there's no neutrality. There's no neutral position. There is the position that I suppose is in terms of what the parents want, the least bad or the most popular. And in all the debates I've ever been involved in about schools, I always start with the starting argument that the parents are the ones who must chiefly be listened to. So if most parents in ETB schools, or indeed in the country, want to go down the road where essentially you've got a blank wall and these are not multi-denominational schools anymore, 100% fine. But if they want them to be multi-denominational, and if they want all the symbols in the world to be up in the school corridor, that's fine too, so long as they're properly consulted and their wishes are properly met. There's no situation you're going to have, by the way, where 100% of the parents are going to be happy.
But that's the point. If you have maybe a couple of families who feel offended in some way, but the majority rules, you know, they will not get any recognition for their issue.
And then if you just clear the school completely of everything, then you've a lot of unhappy parents as well. Because hang on, this is supposed to be a multi-denominational school and there's not anymore.
Michael?
Yeah, I will say that the blank wall is neutral. What would be the opposite statement to...
But the blank wall, if you're building a new school, that's fine, that's neutral. If the blank wall, which contained a cross, and suddenly on a Saturday morning, the handyman comes in and takes down that cross and puts a lick of paint on it, that is...
That's because religions have had privilege in the past. But what would be a statement of the opposite would be if the handyman came in and put a sign on the wall saying there is no God. That would be the opposite statement. And because we don't want that, you don't realise that the blank wall is neutral between a cross and a sign.
I'm beginning to sense that this issue, which they, you know, probably sound like a very worthy idea to whoever's deciding this, is going to be a thorny one to address. David?
Completely. And then there's a separate question of the remaining 500 schools, which tend to be either Catholic mainly, Protestant. I think there's one Jewish school in the south side of Dublin. So I presume they're going to be left alone for now anyway. So this is purely the 200 ETB schools. But as we can see, there's no easy answers here. And different countries, by the way, which can often be very multicultural, take different approaches to this issue. So there's no kind of one size fits all kind of answer here that's going to make everybody happy. It's just not possible.
Last words, Michael.
Well, the introduction, as I say, of the phrase religions or beliefs is a very positive step. What they're doing seems to be well-intentioned, but I don't think it's practical.
All right. Michael Nugent, chairperson of Atheist Ireland, and David Quinn, columnist of the Sunday Times. Thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
Save big money on all lawn care products at Menards. Revolutionize your landscaping experience with our dig-free edging, a hassle-free solution that transforms your outdoor space effortlessly. Our innovative edging system is designed for easy setup without disrupting your lawn. Save today on all Mastermark dig-free edging at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big.